Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Gio, and I'm by myself today. So we are on the third issue of this Bravest Warriors story arc. If you want to check out our coverage of our first two issues, go check out our last two episodes. And we pick up, for the main story, we pick up right where we left off. And the Bravest Warriors are, you know, attacking all of the Nightmares and just destroying them. Actually doing a really good job of destroying them. Except for Danny. He sees this, like, clown bunny. And gives him a carrot. But. And there's other. So, like, we had their nightmares. But now the Bravest Warriors are attacking all the other nightmares. Like, here's one giant clown. Like, buff clown guy. I mean, it is what it is. We also have this three-headed dog creature that Wallow is hitting. Hitting with a newspaper, rolled up newspaper. I didn't notice that the first time. Plum is in the background, like playing hopscotch with, not hopscotch, like soccer with a zombie head, which is fun. They're also making a bunch of head puns. So that's the kind of level of seriousness these guys take in the battle. But as they are in the middle of this fight, we have this creature, this what looks like a humanoid, not humanoid, a sentient celery stalk from the future comes in and is trying to warn them about, let's see, he says, do not trust the new Miami, and then gets attacked by the clown bunny that Danny was feeding earlier, and then gets promptly killed. I do like how Wallow's like, you'd think that time travelers would be more careful. Like, what? Yeah, because he knew that was going to happen. Come on, Wallow. And then they decide, Chris, being the leader, decides it's be a good idea for them to all split up. Which, it's never a good idea for anybody to split up, especially like that, but they end up splitting up. And Beth and Plum end up in this food court where the zombie food court from Heck starts to play out. Danny ends up in this. ends up walking into this elementary school. And I do like that out front, there are these two girls who are playing jump rope with themselves. Like, there's nobody else there, but they are definitely singing the 1-2 phrase "Come for You" stuff, but without Sam Freddy. Like, you start hearing me at 3-4, better lock your door, 5-6, grab your crucifix. Like, come on, that's pretty awesome. But he goes into the classroom and there's the ghost teacher, you know, telling the clown children pop quiz, and okay, so there's that. And then Wallow and Chris are walking through this just neighborhood, and Chris gets attacked by a space shark, while Wallow gets attacked by one of the, like, giant hamster creatures from that romance movie he was watching. But they decide that they're going to try and capture the space shark in the crate once they kind of get away. And apparently they are able to, like, Wallow has the crate open and is, like, screaming, "Here, fishy, fishy, fishy." And the space shark just runs right into the crate because, I don't know. I think Chris was even kind of surprised. Plum and Beth are, again, having fun in the courtyard, food court, making puns as they're killing all these zombies. And, you know, as soon as they are done, then Chris and Wallow come running in. We go back to Danny, and he's, you know, protecting the clown children that he's terrified of. But he's in between the ghost teacher and the kids. But then the ghost teacher disappears, and then comes crawling out of Danny's mouth, which ultimately destroys the helmet that he had on. Guy, it's comic logic, guys. I don't know. What do you want from me? But he is able to, he's talking to the kids once he finally realizes, you know, that he's still scared of clowns. One of the kids asks how we can stop Patricia, which is the teacher, from haunting the school. And Dan's like, well, you know, do you know where Patricia was buried? Is she buried nearby anywhere? And the kid's like, yeah, probably buried in the school graveyard, obviously. And so Danny says, we're going to go on a field trip. And he gets a bunch of shovels, and he's telling these kids to start digging. They end up digging what seems to be, I'm assuming, all these graves up. I'm not entirely sure. But Danny's like, you know, we gotta salt the bones and then burn them, and that will put her spirit to rest. So the one kid had gotten all of the salt shakers from the cafeteria. The other ones, as he's digging, he pulls up a bone, and they're like, all right, you know, let's keep up the great work, guys. When the rest of the Bravest Warriors come about, Danny and the kids are all dancing around the fire that they have in place now, with basically burning the teacher to death. Well, death again, I guess. A couple of the kids roasting marshmallows, so it's just like, what the hell? Okay. But they figure out where everything's coming from. So they go to the house where Sadness is, and they are going to go, you know, beat her, like, whatever. But they do their, like, you know how every comic super team has, like, a call to action? And theirs is just Bravest Warriors. So they do that, and they jump onto the porch, because it's literally just a house. Jump onto the porch, all in their sweet action moves. Wallow rings the doorbell, and then they just stand there, waiting for the, you know, door to open up. They get a, you know, who is it? And Beth is like, well, we're the Bravest Warriors, ma'am. We're looking for... Then the voice interrupts them, but, well, I know who you guys are, and you should be careful trying to come in here. It basically, the voice is like, stupid. Why am I saying that? Just, no, I gotta say it this way. I gotta say it the entire time the Bravest Warriors are hearing it. And so we finally end up, she opens up the door, and we got this creature, this being. Well, we got a bunch of, like, monster creatures behind her, but this one looks, let's see, if you guys have watched Adventure Time, I would say this Sadness reminds me a little bit of Marceline, but the hairstyle is a little better. I'm not sure. So that's the end of the main one. The next short mission, we have Danny is giving his report on their mission to the lava planet. I think it's they were captured by Mind Master's lava guards. And he's obviously, again, making himself looking like the hero of it all. Like, at one point, Chris is running away, and his pants fall down, and he falls over. Beth is crying, and, like, a lot, apparently. Wallow's back in the background crying. So Danny has to step up and be the hero. Like, he Hadoukens a lava monster. And at that point, Beth is just like, well, hold on. You're saying that lava shot out of your hands? And Dan's like, I'm not saying I can shoot fire from my hands. I'm saying I did. It was weird for me too. And Beth's like, you know, this is supposed to be your actual report. You're not supposed to be making stuff up. And Danny's like, look, Beth, it's not my fault that you, Mind Master, erased everyone's short-term memory except mine, okay? You know, don't shoot the messenger. And so he has to skip the next, what did he say, 40 pages of what's going on until they get to the Mind Master, which is just this giant brain. And once I saw this, I couldn't help but think of Futurama. And when Fry went up against the brains. And it kind of plays out the same where Danny is using his own brain power to defeat Mind Master. And yeah. The best part is that Chris, at this point, both Beth and Wallow are like, all right, I'm done with this. Wallow's like, yeah, I really liked your story, man. And then Chris is like, so, I got a question. And Dan's like, yes, the part with where your pants fell down, that was true. So, whoopsie. Good job being a team leader. And that's how we end the third issue. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Bravest Warriors.